You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts. So we're joined by local writer and reviewer, creator of A2ArtsAttic.com, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And a special guest, organizer and performer at the upcoming Nash Bash Music Festival, Judy Banker. Hi, Judy.
Hi, nice to see you.
This is the 12th year for the, I guess technically, the Carytown Nash Bash Music Festival.
That's right. That's the full name. Yeah, this is year 12. It's been going on over a decade.
And for those who don't know, this is a free festival. It's one day in August each year. Tell us about how and when you initially got involved with Nash Bash.
I got involved the first year that I performed there, which was, I think, 2014. And hate to say, I hadn't heard of it before. And then when I played it, I just couldn't believe it. It's just a remarkable, wonderful event in the middle of town in the farmers market in the historic Carytown district. And they take over the whole farmers market area. So you've got chairs set up under the awnings for the farmers market, but then there's barbecue and beer and wine, and there's face painters for the kids, and hundreds of people come out for this thing, and it's under the summer night skies, and you've got tons of musicians playing. It's quite great.
And Whit Hill, who was the founder of Nash Bash, comes back and is one of the headliners each year. So she'll be back with her group, The Postcards, I presume?
Yes, she will. And Whit also every year enlists a Nashville artist to accompany her, I mean, to come and perform also. And this year she's bringing Anika Bennett, mm-hmm. who's a 20-year-old sort of superstar mm-hmm. on the rise from Nashville. So she's got kind of a pop Nashville kind of sound, and Anika will be there. And Whit also has enlisted Joe Shields from Grand Rapids, who is a Michigan person. Joe is quite a great songwriter and a new person on the scene, so he'll be playing too.
I want to back up the bus for just a moment because I don't want to assume anything, but it's called Nash Bash. Are we to assume that it's all one genre of music?
Yes, and I was thinking on the way here, I'm not sure exactly how to characterize that genre because it is quite eclectic.
Okay.
I was thinking there's the kind of the commercial Nashville sound. There's
like
the commercial country music sound. There's a little tinge of that, I suppose, but it's a lot of focus on the quality of songwriting. And more of an alternative kind of a sound, alt country, I would say more. That's more of a
folky at all?
Yeah, folk country, folk rock.
Bluegrass, maybe?
A little bit of bluegrass, more of, I think, an eclectic kind of a sound with country instruments.
Why the name Nash Bash?
Because Whit's from Nashville now. So it's kind of catches people. So it helps to distinguish it because there's a country tinge to it, right?
A country tinge.
Yep.
There's food, you said, as well?
Yes, we have food trucks coming in, an ice cream truck, and Blue Tractor is going to bring barbecue, and the Wolverine Brewery brings beer and wine, and actually the Carytown Wine House brings the wine. There's lots of food, and plenty of seating, and also lots of parking space for people to dance and hang out with kids and twirl around.
Now, you help organize the music festival, Judy Banker, but I also understand you sing?
I write songs, so we sing my songs, and I also sing kind of favorite covers like Dolly Parton and,
awesome.
You know, Gillian Welch, my heroes. But, yeah, so I'm a songwriter, and I do kind of that eclectic Nashville blend kind of vintage country folk with contemporary influences, whatever that means. But I have a band. I play with some really great guys. I play with Dave Roof, who plays with every band in the world, and Tony Pace and Brian Williams, who play with Cold Tone Harvest.
So we'll look for you at the Carytown Nash Bash Music Festival. Happening when?
It happens Thursday, August 16th. Starts at 5 o'clock, and it goes to 9:30. And then we have also Hoodang is going to be playing. That's a popular Ann Arbor band. And the Whiskey Charmers are also playing. And they're great. And then we have at the After Bash that happens in Braun Court, sponsored by Outbar and Ed Dupas, another country-ish singer, mm-hmm. will be headlining that. And it'll be kind of an open mic afterward.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's really fun, and it's all free.
All free. Okay, Jen, what else is going on around town?
Well, the ARC has a few things that people want to take note of. The Tannehill Weavers, a very, very big Scottish group, is having their 50th anniversary tour stop on August 7th, and that's at 8 p.m. at the ARC. Judy Collins will make her way back. She seems to kind of be, we're on regular rotation, it seems. With
yeah,
her.
She's, sure.
And she's got a lot of fans locally. She's playing August 7th at the Arc at 8. And Shelby Lynn will be there on August 21st. So a lot of good stuff coming up at the Arc this month.
And something exciting coming up, the Blues Festival.
Yeah, the Blues Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Many people are familiar with the 1969 edition, which was this huge, like, first outing of this event that just became legendary locally. Next year will be the 50th anniversary, so it was revived in recent years to kind of build up to that. And so this year's headliner is Shamikia Copeland.
Yeah.
And that's at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds on August 17th and 18th.
And a lot of theater still taking place.
There's a neat show called A Night of Stars with Tennessee Williams. It was actually written by a 20-year-old U of M student who won a Hopwood Award for this play. For the script, and it's about Tennessee Williams kind of revisiting particular relationships in his life with many famous people, Elizabeth Taylor, Marlon Brando, people of that stature. So it's this really kind of cool play by a student who's a wunderkind, essentially. But that's coming up August 4th through 26th at Theater Nova. Slipstream Theater Initiative from Ferndale is the company that's putting it on there. They're kind of doing a guest spot there at Theater Nova.
Now, you saw West Side Story, did you not?
I did, and it is really fun to see live to all that dancing that you kind of associate, that style that you associate with that show is, you know, really exhilarating to watch just a few feet away from you. So that's definitely something to check out. That's playing through August 12th at Dexter's Encore Theater.
And it's not necessarily theater, but we can't not mention the big summer beer festival happening this weekend.
Happening
right?
This weekend, yep, on Friday and Saturday at Riverside Park. It's the 21st annual Summer Beer Festival.
Very,
very
popular.
Very beloved event.
Yeah,
so
right.
I kind of felt we couldn't be remiss.
Is there an entertainment at it?
You know, it's kind of, if there is, it's so muted by the event itself.
Right. Right.
Relevant.
When I've gone, I've been not remembered, and I don't know what that says about me, but I think that the prime star and prime appeal there is definitely the beer.
Yes. Well, and good for them that they have this very popular activity. Mm-hmm. And another popular activity, Hearsay number 4 is coming up.
Yes, that's coming up August 22nd. It will be at Pointless Brewery and Theater again on Packard in Ann Arbor. And for those who don't know, Hearsay is an evening of local women doing various performances, whether it's a reading or a song or something more theatrical. It's a really, really neat event. This is, you know, they usually sell out, and it's just kind of a neat variety of things to see over the course of an evening.
And you've performed at it before.
I have. I have read my little Hello Kitty 7th grade diary entries at one in the past. That was very fun.
Are you going to be in this one?
I am. This is, I think, going to be focused more on body issues, and so you kind of hear a lot of different perspectives about that. Like I said, it's a very woman-positive thing, but both men and women seem to really enjoy it a lot.
Well, thanks for the information, Jen McKee, creator of A2ArtsAttic.com, and thanks from the Nash Bash Music Festival, Judy Banker. Thank you both for joining us on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.